When we invented the Ampex, Ampex invented the video recorder, which allowed broadcasting in 1957 to gain economies of scale. The legend is that the chairman of Sony went and visited the thing and told his chief engineer, at that time it cost $50,000, told his chief engineer that this job was to reduce the cost 100-fold. Now, reducing the cost of anything by 100, a factor of 100 is no mean chore. Took them 20 years to do it, but they came out with the Betamax recorder roughly 20 years later.
Why couldn't the American company have made them just as well as the Japanese did?
They were unwilling to make the investment. The shareholders want immediate returns. Managers want more immediate show for their work. I mean, you want to wait 20 years before you're rewarded. We just do not have the kind of organizations. Too much of an orientation on short-term results again. So we are very good at changing the size of fenders and tail fins on automobiles, which can be done in 6 months, but we're not very good at longer run investments.
I hear so many people saying today we have to let the smokestacks die. We have to realize basic industry is a thing of the past. High tech is our savior, and the future belongs to service.
Oh, yes, we're becoming a service economy. We'll all get up in the morning and press each other's pants, and we'll have an excellent economy. The basic solution to the employment problem, the closest solution we've got, is to get our basic industries working again. To get steel, and to get autos, and to get maybe textiles back in operation. They are the industries that employ a lot of people. Now, if we're talking about employment, you know, we're just fooling ourselves with political rhetoric to talk about high technology industries. They're not going to fill the bill. They're important and they're strategic, and we've got to do it for the long run, but they're not a solution to the rhetoric that goes on in the political process.
Bill Abernathy takes his message to anyone who will listen, but it requires a grueling pace. In more ways than one, by his reckoning, time is running out and there's still much to say.
But aren't you punishing yourself by the kind of schedule you're leading? I mean, you go to these seminars, you speak to every business group that will listen, you spend time with people like me, when, as your friends know, you were stricken with cancer in 1979. You are having bouts of surgery, chemotherapy, radiation treatment. I mean, why punish yourself this way?
Oh, well, that's not punishing yourself. You've got to have a challenge in order to be viable, I think. The opportunity to make a contribution is what else do we live for?
Scenes like these, and not visions of his own mortality, haunt Bill Abernathy. Factories that don't produce, people who can't find jobs, a flood of goods from abroad. America's economy has been declining since the mid-60s. Instead of creating new things of value and taking risks, companies begin to copy what others had already produced.
What we see is that in the auto industry, that Ford and Chrysler used to rush out and see what General Motors had offered, and they'd change it a little bit and introduce it to the market, so that we ended up getting the same product over and over again out of all the producers. Or the networks might find out that a little more sex or a little more violence paid off, or a particular situational comedy, and you would have a lot of Me Too products sort of following this image without anyone really breaking with the herd and taking a long-run viewpoint and developing a new kind of product entity.
Is your message getting across?
Yes, I think it's
listening?
Working. I think it's working. I think people are listening. I think I've had an impact. And that's all a person can ask for, I think.
What have you learned about yourself from fighting so intractable a foe as cancer?
I really don't care what I say anymore, as long as I think it's right. You know, I'm not as much worried about what my colleagues will say or what the public will feel, or will they think I'm a fool.
And you remain an optimistic man?
Oh, yes. Optimistic about certain things, more optimistic about the nation's recovery than I am about my health status, but nevertheless, that's not worrying me too much at this time. We'll do what we can. We might beat it yet.
Bill Abernathy, who is hurrying to get his message across, had another operation last week. This morning, the hospital described his condition as stable.